today is a special episode. I started something that I have to see through now. And of course, in celebration of White History Month, I had to bring the white man along. What's up, Steven? How we doing today?
Doing well. Yes, I would say I am very proficient at being white.
Yeah.
I've been white my whole life, so I consider myself an expert at it.
Did you see the last episode?
Putting me on blast live.
Yeah. Do you remember how much I identify now as a white man?
How much is that?
So I did the DNA testing. Mm-hmm. I'm 53% Irish.
53%?
I am more
Irish. So you are more Irish.
Than black.
Wow.
So we have two white men today. Celebrating this
majority whites.
Yeah. If you guys didn't see the last episode, first go watch it. Second, we were talking about Black History Month, and obviously, even though I identify as a white man, I don't look like a white man, and I've always had some issues with Black History Month. I think Morgan Freeman said it best: "You're going to relegate my history to a month," and that Black history is still American history. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what took over me. I said, all right, starting March, we're having White History Month. And here we are today to talk about some white history. But I also like to bring in, because I did tell the viewers last episode, to wait after February to then bring in Black history. So then maybe talk about a couple other famous black people that surprisingly are conservative Republican that worked with the white man and that I think are important to talk about today, besides just February 1st all the way to the 28th, or I guess 29th since it was a leap year. So sound good?
Is it a leap year?
I guess so. My wife told me and I was like, oh, okay. I didn't.
So we will have the 29th, huh?
Yeah.
Keep track of that.
Yeah. Oh wait, I guess will this come out in March? This will come out in March.
No.
Oh,
even without, cause if we release on Wednesdays, 6 PM,
yeah,
that would be the 28th, so regardless it would still be February.
Oh, okay, well then I guess late February, and then the whole month of, because obviously with the white people gotta have more than the black people. Yes. So we're gonna take some of,
isn't it funny, let's just put the irony of it that Black History Month is though designated to the shortest month.
Yeah. I don't know if they,
you can't get a month with 31 days. Jeez.
Like I don't think they reckon, like, yeah, it's the stupidest thing. But so I first wanted to get your idea of Black History Month. And so I guess it's still it. And do you think it is justified for us as white men to have our own history month too in the United States? Because a lot of people say every day is your guys' history, which is not true, because I went to public school. Did you go to public school?
For a bit, yeah.
Yeah, so most of the year, they didn't talk about white people at all. So, like, I think the only days that really, I guess, are white focus is President's Day. And that's all I can really think about.
We got Barack Obama now, though, so he's in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So President's Day is no longer just white.
Exactly.
So it's just like, I mean, they always say that every day is White History Month, and I don't see that. But it's very specific. In February, you can't ever hear the end of it. About the, you know, Black history. So again, what is your opinions on this?
That's a loaded question. First, you have to preface it by saying when they talk Black history, white history, it's strictly American history too, because obviously in school you learn about world history and no one cares what ethnicity, what race this were. I mean, obviously a lot of it's going to be from Eastern culture. Mm-hmm. And in terms of Black history, white history in America, one, I'm going to preface by saying I'm probably the least read and knowledgeable when it comes to just history. History was not my subject in school for some reason. It was hard for those events and dates to stick. Names, not good with them. Okay. I'm so much better with numbers. But from just a general idea standpoint, I really dislike any time you try to separate groups. Yeah. I think that was the whole point of Martin Luther King's movement, to stop segregation. And yet then we still try to label all these different events as separate.
Yeah.
And you have Black History Month and it's like almost a slight to any other things, and almost a saying like, okay, you know, during this month, like nothing with white people matter or anything like that. And again, like you said, why can't it all just be history? Why does it have to be designate it one or the other, mm-hmm. because you are going to create division when you start having those labels. And I think there's been a lot of great stuff that Black people have contributed to. I think, I don't know the names, but I saw a list, and one thing was like the AC, yeah. I think was invented by a Black individual. And I'm like, well, that's like one of the greatest inventions for me. I love that. But again, it's just when it's almost like combative is how I view it, where it makes me feel bad to be a white person when I see a lot of the commercials or whatever is advertised for that month. It almost makes me feel, or it feels like it's trying to attempt for me to feel ashamed of being white, which one, I can't help it. I didn't choose. I was just born this way. No one chose what their race was or their ethnicity. They just are. And two, it's like, why can't we just, again, all be a team and work for a better America together?
Yeah.
That's kind of my overall view.
Yeah. I like 2 points that you said that I really think really resonated with me. It was the first thing you brought up, Martin Luther King, which is funny because he's probably the most well-known and prominent Black figure for Black history.
Yeah.
But he's so, his story and what he's done is so like intertwined with American history that, again, we don't just talk about him during Black History Month. Obviously he's highlighted in that month, but again, it shows you that what he did is not just Black history. It's American
history. Is it February that Martin Luther King Day is? Is it February?
Is it? I think. That'd be kind of funny to
say it might be January.
I don't even. Is there a way?
We could Google, but.
Real quick. We're going to look it up real quick.
Our.
It's a little bit more
sources.
Like that episode.
Our legit sources.
Google. Did you find?
I forget. No, I haven't. You look like you were ahead of me.
It is Martin Luther King Jr. is January 15th.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not even February. So again, it shows you like we acknowledge probably the most prominent Black figure in American history, not during that month. It just shows that like you don't have to celebrate Black history specifically during this month. And again, it just, like you said, it divides people. It's like, why are we going to focus on this group and their accomplishments in the United States solely based off the color of their skin?
Yeah. I think it's almost a way to try to appease and rectify for the terrible act of slavery. I think everyone agrees, unless you are a horrible person, that slavery was horrible. I mean, that is a stain on America.
It still is. It still happens in other countries.
Yeah. I mean, every race in every country, every civilization at any given time was enslaved and also participated in slavery.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, where was I going with this? I lost my train of thought.
Did you hear the fun fact I gave Jordan last episode?
No,
that it's either the first or second, depending on, cause some people get really triggered and like, oh, fact checked. One of the very first legal slave owners in the United States was a Black man.
Really?
Yeah. Which she was like, what? I was like, again, that's Black history. You want to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's just, again,
well, a lot of slaves came over because they were sold or tipped off from other warring tribes from Africa, and they sold them off to, you know, the Europeans coming over to America.
Yeah.
And I think we also need to associate facts where, yes, in American history, a lot of prominent inventions, events, you know, presidents, whatever it might be, it's going to be evolved around white individuals because it was the Europeans that came and settled in America, which are predominantly a white civilization. And that's just a fact. I mean, that's the same way. Like I wouldn't go to other cultures and expect to have a white history month there.
We're not going to go to Africa and be like, hey, where's the white man's history?
Exactly. If it's predominantly that culture, that race, that's just a fact. That's not, you know, racism in any way. It just is what it is.
Mm-hmm. And also, again, since it is, this episode's for White History Month, let's also recognize that the white men that wrote the founding documents of this beautiful country did write in a very specific way so that all men are created equal. Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Declaration of Independence. So again, even back then, even when there was slavery or these like human rights violations, the foundation of this country is still completely inclusive for every race and every gender. Mm-hmm. So again, it just shows you, like, just because you're a black man or you're an Asian man or you're a Hispanic man, your history, if you live in the United States and you have found, you have a history in the United States, it's not race then history. It's American history, mm-hmm. regardless of the color of your skin. So, yeah, it's one white man that I want to really give credit to. Thank you, Thomas Jefferson, for this beautiful document. Now we have the greatest country ever to live and will continue to be the greatest country.
Yeah.
So
far from perfect, because I mean, people just in general aren't perfect. So there's going to be flaws with that. But I think, yeah, they created a framework that best suits the needs of every individual, especially if people follow it. I know people try to amend it or take different things away with it, but I mean, it was that constitution, that document that Abraham Lincoln helped use in his fight against slavery to abolish it.
Mm-hmm. So need to get a couple opinions from the white man.
Let's
here.
Do it.
Have you, cause again,
yes, I do like watermelon. Yeah.
I actually really am not the biggest fan of it. So again, not really the blackest man around here, but with every year when they do this, same with all the other months, but we won't get in it because I don't know if we'll get in trouble talking about the other months, but just focus on Black History Month and February. Do you specifically as a white man ever feel targeted or that you have been ostracized in that month?
You know, I never did until probably around 2020, where you had a lot of the police shootings, COVID happened, and that's when I think the propaganda really started escalating as far as systemic racism still existing in America, and anything you said stereotypical in regards to a black man was harsh, considered racism, yet if they said something that was blatantly racist towards a white person, specifically the white males, then it didn't matter. Like, they were completely justified in doing that. And yeah, so it really wasn't until then that I felt that way, but it became that you have like these hierarchies of almost victim groups during this time that started arising.
Yeah.
And if you identified in these victim groups, you were kind of better or had more leeway to say what you wanted to say or get away with anything. And that involved race, you know, whether you're black, it involved your sexual orientation, it involved male versus females. And so as a straight white male, you were at the very bottom of that. You were the oppressor, essentially, and you were the problem for the patriarchy, for the systemic racism and everything. So it's almost like at that point, the media started spewing out that our opinions weren't valid because we were just inherently racist. And I remember seeing things that it got to the point where it was just even talking about just subconsciously, every white person was racist and there were white people apologizing for all this stuff. And
taking
like,
a knee, all this other stupid crap.
That just kind of blew my mind because even when the way I was raised, like I never thought about race. I just thought about a person, like who they were, what they did, what they liked, and whether they liked stuff that I liked or didn't like stuff that I liked. And it was never a matter of race. It was just a matter, like Martin Luther King wanted, a matter of character and just personality. And the thing is like, say if me and you didn't get along, you just liked things that I weren't into and we weren't friends, or that wouldn't make it racism. It would just be a matter of difference of opinions and personalities.
Yeah. And that's actually funny. One of the things you brought up that, again, with these specific months, including now White History Month, it forces us to focus on race. Mm-hmm. Again, it's like, it always blew my mind that we would want a holiday that specifically focuses. It's almost like, I don't know if patronizing is the right word, but it's like, hey, let's give this group of people their acknowledgement. Good job. These are successful individuals that are black. And it's almost like, are we successful? Is it more surprising or more of an accomplishment that we have been successful because we're black? Is there something specifically about that? Or is it just like, hey, this person is a successful individual. He or she has done X, Y, and Z. And they happen to be black. That's how people will make it seem that Black History Month is. And I've never felt that. It's like, no, you're focusing on this because we're black. Because if we were white, our accomplishments don't mean anything. But since we're black, hey, we have to give praise to these people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think something you brought up that made me think again about kind of feeling that attack of black history was, again, that movement of like Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Where that's something, again, as a whole, we all agree, yes, black lives matters. White lives matters. Asian lives matter. Indian lives matter.
All lives matter.
But the way that it was used was in a term degrading and almost, again, saying like, oh, we have to state that Black Lives Matter because all you white people are racist against us. And so we have to make this protest and stand. And so
make them take knees. I saw one video of this one white lady who was on her like her knees kissing black people's feet. I was just like, what is going on in this country? And it's actually funny because like, so obviously I'm black. So I actually kind of had the reverse growing up. So when I was younger, I was actually pretty liberal. I thought the police were out to get me and that, you know, there's these social and systemic barriers for me as a black man. Now, that being said, the funny part of it is that I'm mixed. So like my mother's white. She's white as you. She's super white.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah. So growing up, I never saw the negative or I guess anything attack wise on me being based off the color of my skin. Cause my mother would be the first one. I was like, you're not going to attack my child regardless of my skin color. And I actually used to really like Black History Month. And then when I moved to North Carolina, cause I'm originally from New York, one of the very, like my actual first experience of like racism, which is funny, was by black men. I was in a barbershop with my mom and they were just talking so poorly about white people. They always refer to whatever black individual they're talking about by their first name. But if it was a white person to talk about, that white, and then they say the B word or that white dude or the blah, blah, blah. And then my mother was sitting there and I looked at them like, what's her name? And I don't know. And just at that moment, I was like, wow, like we have gone so far now as a country that now black people, the things that we fought, that we didn't fight for, was remember that too, that Martin Luther King Jr. and these other great leaders actually fought for, we have. But now we are taking advantage of that. And we're, it's kind of getting to the point now where it'll never be enough. We want more. We want more. We want more. And to the point now, it's like I said, I'm seeing videos of people, white individuals kissing the feet of these black men. And it's just a freaking, what's his, that idiot's name, Al Sharpton or something like that. Like, it's just crazy. And it made me wonder, like, what if we just acknowledged white history? Like, what could we do that? Could we actually do that?
Like, I mean, you could, but again, that just is going to create more division. It would be funny in the sense of being a parody to Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it would just create more division because then it would get portrayed as racist rather than comedic. And that's the thing too, when you have the media, because they've been a huge proponent of pushing this message that America is racist, white people are terrible, black people can't be racist. I don't really know the view on like Asian people, if they can be racist or not. There's not been a lot, but it's typically when you, racism in America, when that's brought up, it's always a black versus white, and it's always white man being racist to black people. Yet there's a lot of stories that go hidden or completely just ignored from the media that involve black people in acts of racism for against white people.
That's why they changed the definition now, because apparently we can't be racist anymore.
They changed the definition?
Yeah, because we can't be racist since we are a part of an oppressed group.
Oh, so what's like the new definition?
It's so funny. Like I can't remember where it was, but this one lady, it was a young black lady. I was having a conversation with her and then somehow racism came. I don't know how the heck it came into the conversation, but then she said that, yeah, but we can't be racist because we are a part of a group that's oppressed. And so, I challenged her. I was like, okay. And thank God there wasn't cameras rolling. I said the most racist, horrendous stuff about, I won't say which group it was either. I was like, was that racist? And she goes, yeah, that was very racist. Like, okay. What if I actually believe that? She was like, you'd be prejudiced. I said, okay. What if, and I pointed to the white guy. I said, what if he said that? He's like, he would be racist. I said, but the words are the same. And he doesn't believe those words. I do though.
Yeah.
In theory. It's like, would I not be racist? And she just, you could see the logic following her, and she's like, crap. She wanted to acknowledge that I actually is racist, but she couldn't. Again, that shows you how far that we've gone. It's like, apparently black people can't be racist. And then you look at the groups, like, okay, what group isn't oppressed?
Yeah. How are you oppressed right now? Like, right now in your life, how are you oppressed?
They would say, it always goes to like police shootings, police brutality. But again, you look at the numbers, white men are more.
Look at crime statistics, though. That's the thing.
But then that's also racist. Because we can't acknowledge that my community is responsible for most of the crime. Because then that's racist. But then again, you look at even police shootings. Most white men are killed by police officers than black men.
Yeah.
So it's like there is no middle ground. And that's what frustrates me. And that's another reason why, like, I would love, well, I really wouldn't love, but like a white history. Like, we need some pushback. I think we're to the point now where we have to say enough is enough and kind of give them their own medicine to show them how ridiculous this is.
But I don't even know how we got to this point, because we have abandoned all just logical sense in that regards. And it is almost like it's because of a play from a political standpoint to separate voter bases almost to where if you can get a voter base, you know, say African Americans believing in one message, and then you are that party that stands against it or for you, then in theory you should have all those votes locked down. But it's proven that that's not the case, and it's just I don't get logically how any of it makes sense, and how people can view it in that context.
I do think it's changing though, actually. Again, because it's White History Month, let's bring up another famous white guy, Donald Trump. It is now, it is projected that he's, I think the last numbers I saw, that he can get up to 31% of the black vote. So there is a group now that black, especially black men.
Yeah.
Black men are loving Trump now. Black women, we haven't got there yet. We're still working on that.
Well, I think it's just at this point, the left can't hide the ridiculousness that they've portrayed. And then the biggest factor, I remember saying this before on a podcast, I think on the last one I was on, about just what most Americans, whatever race you are, the biggest factor for them is their wallets.
Yeah.
What is the economy like for a particular party? And it's been rough the last couple of years. Luckily, gas has came back down recently.
But that's because it's president. That's an election year. They always go down.
But still, like, just cost of groceries went up drastically over the last 2 years. Just everything has been so much harder to just afford a common living. And I think that's the biggest factor in determining if your voter base is, if you can steer the economy in a good way and help your people and your voter base retain more money.
I think generally wallets. Actually 2024 might be the year that we might actually have more unity than division, because again, White History Month, because of Donald Trump. I was at this event in South Carolina, because the primaries just happened in South Carolina, and you can all figure who won, obviously. But there was an event I went to, and it was the Black Conservative Federation. If you don't know them, you should follow them and support them. They're absolutely, it's a great, great organization. And Donald Trump was the keynote speaker. And we were in a room, maybe 400 plus black people, mostly black people. And you can see the fed up. And they're like, there was one black gentleman. I was looking at Secret Service like, oh man, God bless y'all for all y'all do. Everything that Donald Trump was saying that Biden has done to the black community, he stood up and he was screaming, yes, that's true. And he just said he's sick of them. I remember very specifically him saying, like, either I'm sick of them or I'm done with it. So I think he was an actual Democrat. But a black man who finally felt like his voice was being heard and actually being represented was by probably the most controversial white man right now we have. And when I tell you, like, that group of individuals gave me hope as a black man, okay, this Black History Month, all this other crap that's going on, that could actually come to an end. Because I think, like you said, that one of the things that we care about at the end of the day is our wallets. I think now the black community is realizing, especially black men specifically, that not all white men are evil. Not all the police are after you. That at the end of the day, black and white, we want the same things. We want safer neighborhoods. We want an actual fruitful and productive education system. regardless of the zip code you live in, that parents have the right to choose which school they go to, that the economy, again, is set up for Black and white to be successful, for small businesses or large businesses, whatever the case is, that at the end of the day, we all want the same things. And these things, these smaller barriers like Black History Month, does nothing but push us away more from the goal.
Yeah. Like, again, to just jump off that, like, I have no problem with celebrating historical moments from Black individuals. Mm. I think it's just the way it's been done is, again, from that division standpoint of, oh, we have to set aside our own month because we've been pushed down by the white man who's so bad. And so, again, it almost reinforces that racism where it's like, it's not the case at all. And I have no problem. Again, whoever invented, I can't remember the names. I'm terrible with names. I don't remember historical white figures. I don't know their names, but whoever did the AC stuff, like, that's my hero.
That's my hero.
I wouldn't be able to make it through summer without that.
Again, and it's sad too, because at the end of the day, it is, a lot of it is politicized. So like here, we live in North Carolina. We are looking at possibly, hopefully, having the very first Black governor in North Carolina. And he's probably going to be voted in based off majority white votes because of his political affiliation. And it's, again, there's possible Black. Again, it shows you that, like, Black, the month itself, the holiday isn't actually for Black history or Black success. It's for a very specific like group, very specific accomplishments. It's all political. And obviously, hopefully, the Mark Robinson wins. We'll have the first Black governor in North Carolina. Will he be Republican? Yeah. Oh, well. But it's going to take majority white votes. So it's going to show you again, like, it's not just based off the color. It's this man and his beliefs and his character. Now, obviously, he has some controversial stuff that I won't get into. But it's going to be those things that are the reason why he gets elected in. Not the color of his skin. Especially North Carolina. You go to the Deep South or Western North Carolina, they're not voting for him just because of the colors. They don't care about the race at all. At all. It's like, what does this man believe in? Okay. He has my vote. That's all they care about. But then you go to other areas like Chicago or these other more liberal areas. You can't say that you've been voted in just not based off of just your color of skin. Barack Obama. A lot of people say he just got voted in because he's a Black man. Can he confidently say that, no, I wasn't voted in mostly just because of the color of my skin? So go. I cut you off.
I was going to say, it made me think, like, what if, this is just radical thing, wishful thinking, but what if, like, our system of voting and politics in general was almost like a blind?
It should be.
You wouldn't know the names. You wouldn't know the faces of those who are running. It would just be like the commercials weren't be bashing the other opponents, again, creating more division. It would just be like, hey, candidate A believes these policies and this is what they're fighting for. Candidate B, this is their policies and what they're fighting for. And then make your vote based on that.
Never happened. But
yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. I literally was How great would that be, though? That's funny. So I literally was just thinking about it because obviously my own race, I was thinking like, dang, it'd be really nice if people didn't know that I had the letter R next to my name or like. That, like, I mean, me and the incumbent are both Black, but like, how different would the elections be? Like, could these margins, when I talk to these other like political figures, like, well, the margins wouldn't matter anymore if they really didn't know, because then it's really the Democratic Party would freak the heck out. Because again, like, again, I think which shows, I think it is
show what America really cares about if you actually got down into that. And two, I've always been a proponent of this, that in order, you know, I think everyone has the right to vote, but I think it should be viewed as a privilege, much like driving, where you don't just, oh, I turned 16, I'm getting in the car and go. You still take a process of learning. You take driver's ed, you have the provisional period, then you have to go pass a test. I think there should almost be a practice that way for voting as well, where you have to show some level of knowledge of the candidates and their policies that they're implementing or, again, that they're pushing. That way you can make a better and more informed decision rather than just being like, well, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. That's actually a good point to bring up, because most voters are just party. Like, they only vote based off a party. A lot of them do. And there is, again, obviously, I believe in the right to vote. But there is a very huge disparity off of knowledge on actually these candidates. And one of my best, he is my best friend. He's not from this country, and he's a Filipino, and he got his citizenship, and he brought in the exam that he had to take to become a citizen into our civics class. And it was pretty mixed as far as race and gender. No one could pass.
I say, yeah, no, no, I mean, no, so I probably couldn't.
No, it was absurd. And we're looking at it, and he got up and he was like, see, I did all that work for that. And he was like, I know who I'm voting for because of X, Y, and Z. And it's like, thank God you checkmate.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everyone would have the right to vote if they choose to, you know, be educated and educate themselves on it.
Yeah, most voters are one issue vote, like single issue voters.
Exactly. And that's why the media is the way that it is, because it can portray so outlandishly because most people aren't consuming any other source of knowledge. It's just those headlines, those clips, those programs that they're seeing. So that's the only education that they're getting, and some of them think it as the gospel truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I got one more question for you, and then I guess we could probably wrap up here.
Okay.
Can you see, in a near future, the removal of Black History Month?
And absolutely not.
What do you think it would look like? Do you think it'd be beneficial, or do you think it would cause even more division?
I do not see that in the near future at all for America, and I think right now it would cause way more division.
Really?
I think so, yeah, because you would have the whole group of why are they oppressing, why are they trying to remove this this holiday or this, you know, this month, recognizing the accomplishments of Black individuals, just given the climate of our culture now and how racism is such a prominent factor. Yeah, I don't see it happening anytime soon, and I think it would create more division because you would have those, well, they're removing it because there's racism and more systemic racism, and they're, again, trying to suppress everything.
Okay, to follow up with that then, could you ever see, even though I started it, an actual recognition of white history? Maybe not for a month, we'll say a week. And do you think that would be a net positive or a net negative?
I don't see that, because I think it would create that same division, because like you said at the start, where it's like, oh, well, all the history, all the other, you know, all history is white history, essentially. Like, we have this 1 month, you have 11 months or, and everything.
Even with groups now in the Black community starting to flee that victim mindset and the party. And cause again, like, White History Month, Donald J. Trump, next president, he is his message, which isn't really a unique message, is now resonating with Black men.
Is he pushing for a White History Month? Is that
No. I'm pushing for a White History Month.
Okay, I didn't know if that's something that's actually on the chopping board.
In theory, I think it would be a positive, because it would show, at minimum, how outlandish Black History Month actually is, and divisive it is. And at best, it would open the eyes to other groups of other races. Like, the Asian community would be like, yeah, you know what? Where's our Asian history? Do we have Asian History Month?
No.
Okay. They'd be like, where's our history? Jewish people, I now more than ever, be like, hey, we need some more recognition now. The Black men are like, they're done with the whole victim mindset. It's like, hey, I care about my wallet more than I care about the color of my skin at this point.
Well, that's the thing. You have a lot of these people who are proponents of like Black History Month, things like that, are white individuals.
Yes,
they're not even associated with the group that they're, you know, trying to quote unquote help. But again, to go back to your original question, I don't personally see a White History Month being implemented, even out of the ridiculousness, because I think the Republics have tried to use ridiculousness to make fun of just other views that the left have pushed. And typically, I feel like it doesn't resonate, or it gets taken in the wrong way. And I almost don't think like stooping to that same level is the way to win people over. And then two, this is from a personal standpoint. I wouldn't want that either because I really dislike labels because in the end, labels create more divisions. Like I'm not a fan, again, of even just the party system. I think it would be okay if people were more educated in what they're voting for and didn't just try to have that association with their party. Like, and I don't consider myself an independent or anything, but I think that's almost how you should view it, where it's like, view it on an individual basis, like individual person, what they believe is that align with your own values and beliefs, not just the one issue that is portrayed in the media or just because they have a D or an R in front of their name, because that's just going to create more division. And most people can't handle opposition. They don't like confrontation. They don't like having a conversation with someone they disagree. It just becomes argumentative and combative. And you even see that within our own debates in the political system. It just becomes people fighting each other like they're middle school students, you know, arguing back and forth. And that just, and that's televised live to the entire country. Like these are your leaders arguing in this immature way. And so I dislike it because even from the fundamental level, it just sends a message of division and, again, immaturity. And just, you know, if we disagree, let's have a conversation about it. You know, I'm not necessarily going to change your mind. You're not going to change my mind. But let's like almost agree to disagree and still value each other as people.
Yeah. Yeah. Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah. All right. Well, how do you feel? You got any other things you want to get off your chest here before we wrap it up, or feel anything in your that you need to just advocate for the white man?
For the white man, what do I need to advocate for them? We're not as bad as people say. We're good people.
Yeah, all right, all right. Well, thank you guys for listening. I got two challenges for you guys for the at the end of this episode. First challenge is actually like and subscribe. All right. Keep following. We're just two regular dudes here talking about this stuff and we want to have more of these conversations. And also comment. Let us know what you think. Any ideas or whatever. Just give it in there. Second challenge, because it is White History Month coming up here. And we white men are advocates now for our own history. For White History Month.
53% Irish. Oh, yeah. You got to learn Irish history, too.
Oh, what do you think I've been doing my whole time?
You know, they were actually enslaved as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've been double. My people. Double whammy. My people. I think that's called double jeopardy. Uh-oh. So it negates itself. That's how it works.
The second challenge for White History Month, I want you guys to find one white man and one black man that were both black. Oh, sorry. White man or woman, one black man or woman that have been a net positive for the United States. And then I want you to find one white man or woman and one black man or woman that has been a net negative for the United States. Because white or black, all of our history is United States history. We're all Americans. This is American history. So do your research. Find these individuals, regardless of their race, that have been positive and negative. And with that...
You know, I do actually have one thing.
What's up?
Some words of wisdom that I got from a famous comedian.
Okay.
I guess I should shout him out. Tom Segura.
Okay.
So if you're listening, Tom Segura, hey, what's up? He, one of the famous lines that actually stuck with me that rings true. I'm going to say some before I get to the actual phrase, but regardless of race, regardless of, you know, gender, whatever it is, his famous line is, some people suck.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. Some people just suck. Whatever, like white people can suck, some black people suck, some Asian people suck, some people just suck.
Regardless of the skin.
Yep.
You also know he's half Peruvian?
I didn't know.
He's Spanish. Yeah. You can't. So our people, we're diverse. But yeah, thank you guys again for listening in. Please do those challenges. Please like and subscribe, and we'll see you next episode.